Pickaxe.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role in movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star. No.
I pull up the today's like installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
Wow. What a jovial upbeat tune.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Isn't it nice? Thank you, Bog Boy, for that fingal. And welcome to episode 89, would you believe, of the Hat Chat podcast.
I choose Indeed. Not to, and that is my right.
89, wow. Yeah, that song reminded me of Drolo. He's got a couple of, like, a lullaby song, I think it's called. It's very similar. I like it, Bog Boy.
Maybe nice it's one.
Bog Boy is also
I think you said
a,
that last time they made us a track, right?
Yeah, I think they must be inspired by them, maybe. I don't know, but... yeah, they also commented on our pancake video, the top comment. So thank you very much, Bog Boy, for getting involved.
Sorry, I think there's a... I'm not sure I'm going to say a Buddhist or something like... Google Drollo with two L's.
And look Drollo, at it, okay.
D-R-O-L-L-O. And look at the images. They're incredible. All these
paintings. Oh, well, they're like kind of trippy. They almost look like... Oh, yeah, there's some very interesting art pieces.
Oh,
Drollo.
How cool is that?
See, I'm on Urban Dictionary. Is there with Drollo is to defecating while simultaneously masturbating, so I think I'm on the wrong bit.
Wow. Very different vibe from the images and the Urban Dictionary explanation.
Depends if you're a visual guy or a words guy, right? Like, you know, like... I learned what that is. Did you see it? It's amazing, isn't it? It's like, I wouldn't call it amazing, mate, no.
It's funny you mention that. Sorry, Josh, do your intro first. Who's that? Is that Trot over there?
It is. I'm Chris Trot.
Hi, Chris Trot. I'm Ross Hornby.
That's nice.
And my name's Alex Smith, and I'll be here to deliver the first icebreaker. No, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say... the Urban Dictionary explanation of schlog is the act of defecating into a sock, dipping it into water, and using it to beat someone, preferably in the face.
Like flogging them. And
yeah. So that's interesting. And there's a couple of different explanations here. Walking through sewage, possibly derived from slogging through shit or shit slog.
Schlog. That's good. Of course, I like we've that. Been doing our, my way through the sewage system.
Yeah. But we've been doing schlogs, which in our version is shit vlogs recently. So... That came up for me.
Because of the more gonzo nature of them.
Just because, yeah, it's just, yeah, no order to it at all. And yeah,
we're only using a five grand camera setup to shoot them, guys. It's just a shit one. It's something you could do on your phone.
Yeah, just throw it away.
To be fair, and we do. There's phone footage in there.
There is some. It's good. That's nice.
The thing is, the shit aspect of it is... to set expectations that you're not going to be expecting.
Like it really is.
Road trip edited style series out of us. It's Ross in particular. He's the one that edits the schlogs. But yeah, they're just, more put together clips.
Haphazardly. Yeah, just very quickly done.
There's still some effort though. You've got little beats and music.
And that's just the same tune, ident. Just slowed down or just... Again, like I said before, I like to put a break beat almost to everything to see what it sounds like. And then, again, slowed it down. There's another version again in the next slog. So
just run it through the next instrument on the list.
Pretty much,
like, right, what's this sound like as organ?
Oh, that's nice. A sitar. Brilliant.
Right. Moving on then from our slogs, which you should check out, by the way, on our Hat Films YouTube channel, which has constant content there now, which is really nice to see. Us in the
it's
warehouse
really good,
messing
yeah.
about. We'll move on now to our Patreon supporters who have kindly picked a hypothetical question of the week. Someone commented saying, really good questions this week, as if the other ones were bad. So I'm taking offense to that. That's fine. Thank you.
There's hope.
For the comment. So number one, Alex Smith, would you mind?
It says here that the first hypothetical kindly chosen for us by our inspiring Patreons. If you could improve any aspect of yourself, i.e. your intelligence, your fitness, etc., but you had to decrease another aspect of yourself, what aspects would you increase and which would you decrease? So it's a standard array point attribution system in D&D.
You got a triangle.
Right, okay.
Strength, fitness, intelligence. Dexterity.
Anyone want to go first?
Yeah, I'd reduce my intelligence to get fit.
Oh, okay.
Don't go any lower.
You go lower with the intelligence. That's interesting.
Less to worry about.
Less to think about. You mean just everything?
I want to be
simple.
Like Mochi level of intelligence, where like I'm just happy to have received this piece of paper that I found on the floor. Now I can tear up. I can't.
Dog level intelligence.
I just want to be happy by nothing. And just, not worry about nothing as well.
Ignorance is bliss, I mean, sure, who wouldn't want to remove their stresses and anxieties? I think there's two approaches to that idea of reducing your stresses and anxiety, not to get really into it, but like I don't know whether making yourself more stupid would make you more happy, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't know whether, I know what you mean, like as in it reduce the stresses and anxieties, but then does it also reduce your capacity to, you know, enjoy the good things you do have, perhaps? If you were dog level intelligence.
I mean, Mochi really gets happy when she eats her own shit, so I'm pretty sure there is a correlation there with the naivety of life. And being happy with your lot, ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, there is, that's what you're looking for, really, isn't it? Like, you just want to be happy.
Yeah.
If you're happy with
how fit are we talking? Are we talking really buff,
insanely fit?
Also, you're not really sure what's going on in the world. And
I'm
going
to last till 150, but I'm not going to tell you, who the current prime minister is or, like...
Okay, yeah.
The current price of milk or anything like that, or like what even money is as a concept.
So you want to be that dumb?
You'd be like a meathead, kind of just like...
You are Stig of the Dump.
Chris, can you talk? Are you able to talk in this?
You are literally Stig of the Dump.
You can read and write, though, right?
Yeah.
You can read and write, yeah? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Just about.
Mainly the weights, the measurements of the weights.
Morse code. Like lines and dots.
Oh my goodness. That's actually not a bad thing to learn.
Oh, Morse code. Nope, I don't know that. Nobody
not useful in the day-to-day environment, sure, but...
Amazing in the situations when you need it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I guess, would you really, though? Would
no, it's kind of a jokey answer.
Yeah.
Sure, as is
yeah,
most of my answers on the...
Indeed.
On this subject, but I don't know. Would I increase my intelligence, though?
Yeah, that's another good question.
What are the options? I guess, yeah. So what you got, intelligence, you put intelligence, fitness, etc.
You can improve an aspect of yourself.
It
so
can
just
be anything.
Define that as
those
yourself.
Those are just some examples.
Yeah. And you can decrease another aspect of yourself, but I guess they all have to be related to you. You can't say like, I'd be richer, but stupider, because like, you know, one of those is money and exterior to how the world, you know, like.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, you can't just be richer.
Maybe a serious answer, not to steal the limelight for all these questions, but... motivation and drive, like a continual flow of it, rather than like those 3 a.m. moments of euphoric creativity. But like a constant ability to just do something, even if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. I guess that drive, like I'd increase my drive.
Well, yeah, okay. Is that like...
Because that would increase your happiness.
Energy, willpower.
Like I think that's a good answer, because I think that it makes you feel happy and satisfied and
I would decrease my intelligence.
Purpose. So you just really, I mean, that's fine. You only have to do like one thing
driven
all
and
the
dumb.
Time. Yeah, you could just have like one thing that you do, but you're really driven to do it. Like, say you're like love whittling, you know, and so you're just whittling, I don't know, wooden spoons.
Just like 50 a day.
Yeah, yeah. So you're whittling all this cutlery, and that's all you know how to do. You can't read or write, but you just get to wake up. You're really excited. You eat your breakfast with your wooden cutlery. Your wooden cutlery, and then you're like, I can't wait to start my day making more of this super useful wooden cutlery.
Yeah, I'm enthusiastic for it, regardless of what it is. Yeah,
and that would make you happy, and that would make you full of purpose, and that would probably eliminate most of your anxieties and stresses. So really, that's why. Yeah,
I should take a whittling.
Whittling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what I got from whittling things. Thank you.
Get a lathe.
What about you guys? Just start
creating sculptures. I don't know. I mean, I don't have the full list of things I can think off the top of my head. Someone mentioned charisma there, and I think that's probably quite a good, valuable thing to have in general. Yeah. And I think that can take people much further than if they had a lot of intelligence necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like in certain job roles, in certain kind of like social situations, I think charisma can really take you far. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily need much more. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of charismatic people I've met who aren't necessarily the smartest, but like, they're likable and like engaging, and yeah, and I think that's quite an important thing to have. So I wouldn't mind being more charismatic, I guess.
That would be nice, actually. Yeah,
but I mean, what would I remove? I could take a few inches off, so maybe dick size. We could take a few inches
take
off.
Take that like a few feet down.
I don't know. Maybe height. I could lower the height a little bit, have a bit more charisma. I don't know how much we've taken off though, because I'm 6'3", so 5'10" is probably like a good average.
You know, 5'9" is a really good height.
5'9", yeah, sure, 5'9". I'd be happy with that. I'd happy to take some height away.
I'm glad you're happy with that.
Boost up some charisma.
I think that would be fine as well, because I think that even
you could fit most
clothes. Think of it this way, right? So you're now 5'10" rather than 6'2" or whatever you are. For our European friends, that's like 188 down to like 176 or something like that. I think you'd be fine if you became more charismatic, because being tall, like I'm quite tall, and I never really appreciate its presence or like how it makes me appear, like, you know, like as in I'll see myself in photos or see myself in social situations and I'll just be like I don't know, you know, I don't feel empowered by it. I like being able to see over crowds, but then you talk to people who are like, oh yeah, I really like a tall person, or oh, they're really tall.
Taller and stuff. Yeah.
And so the knowledge of it and how to use that perspective is just as important as having that attribute. If you don't understand the perspective of what that attribute does to people, then it's basically useless. But, you know, it isn't useless. Things may happen around you or in your life that are beneficial or negative to you that you don't have any control of, so you know, in a way, but yeah, like I think going down to that height and being charismatic, understanding how people perceive you is big part of that, would be a very good idea. Two good answers.
Nice. Yeah. I mean if you look like Brad Pitt, you'd get everything you wanted as well. That's another thing which I think is quite effective. Yeah. But I mean, if also like I think charisma kind of like does cancel that out as well,
because
I don't think
line.
It matters really how you look. If you've got like the talk and you can kind of be confident and stuff, I think that's really important.
Does being better looking naturally make you more charismatic?
Potentially,
because you have less to come up against in terms of how people perceive you.
Yeah,
maybe people treat you slightly better. I know it sucks to say that, but
well, we've had this discussion before.
Yeah,
about like how more attractive people do get pretty pushed further in job roles or in social situations is definitely an advantage. And you know,
it seems like an advantage. Yeah,
yeah.
And that
it's statistically measurable that better looking people are more likely to get promotions. Like that actually happens.
Yeah.
It's a bit. Yeah. Unfortunately,
but I feel like you can get away with being less attractive if you've got a bit more charisma, confidence and a bit more
or intelligence, charisma, I think. Or a great
intelligence
idea
does help. Yeah, but if you're too intelligent, you go the other way where it's like now annoying,
bit outcast. Yeah,
you know? So you kind of need a balance there.
Well, you can't relate to anybody because you're so smart.
Yeah,
or rather, like you're so almost a pariah. I think in some ways, you know, like people, don't understand. Yeah, like you say, a breakdown in understanding. But that's essentially. intelligence isn't necessarily linked to that ability to communicate, is it?
But no. Being, I mean, super smart is still, it has its advantages. I mean, yeah. If you could literally, you know, cure diseases and, mm-hmm. you know, solve world issues with your intelligence, that's obviously a huge asset in itself, but you've probably sacrificed a lot more of the other asset, other things to get there.
Yeah, ultimately, like, the easiest and one of the most human routes to happiness is purpose. And so if you have a great purpose like that, yes, you can overcome a lot of adversity because of how much that purpose makes you feel alive, you know? Like, and I think that's a big link to happiness, really. I was going to be a real cheesy one and be like, I wouldn't change anything. Not because I think I'm great, but because I don't think I understand what necessarily I would need or lose. You know, like I don't have a very good picture of myself a lot of the time. I think I have like the way I think and my principles, but like I have no real understanding. I'm very bad at understanding how like my mindset affects other people beyond how I see it. If you know what I mean? Like as in, right. I'm like, this is how all this works, or this thing is the way to do it, or whatever. And I'm just like, why doesn't that make sense to other people? Like my empathy, I think, is really what I'd love to improve. Where would I lose things? I mean, if we're doing height, sure, I could lose an inch or two without missing it. Like, but that's a bit of a cheat, right?
Yeah, it's a cheat code.
So I guess
3 inches, still 6 feet. Fuck off.
I guess I could be more ginger.
More ginger. Well, he's giving him more ginger. Okay.
No.
I mean, that's a good point. I could just go back to back to brown again.
Back to brown.
Although I'm not too fast. I mean, I'm used to it now. People still think I diet.
Oh, yeah.
We have split audiences. So we got our Twitch audience. Whatever, people on Twitter and stuff. But whenever we release videos on the main channel, there's always some people who are just like, oh, I'm watching you guys in ages. Holy shit, Ross has aged. And it's like, well, I have, but...
You have aged, genes, but not it? Like, it's not like your fucking face. It's just people think like, oh, gray hair, this. I don't understand. I mean, I don't know if you need to hear it, but I don't think that's the common thinking about gray hair now. If you've got a full head of hair, that's the thing.
Well, that's why they think I diet.
Right.
Why does Ross keep dyeing his hair like that?
Natural. I think if people could replicate that like gradient you've got with dyeing, they'd be very fucking happy. Because it's really difficult. Like,
it's
darker than much darker. Yeah. Like the front line is basically just all wispy grays, and then the back is all dark still. But
I'm not going to shave a line on the front to get something even remotely close to that, Ross. So the fact you can just wake up and have that, you're lucky fuck. Really?
Yeah.
And you save yourself money by going.
It's
going
to get whiter though. It's going to get whiter. My brother's like almost got completely white hair now.
Really?
It's impressive. Yeah. Like, and he's 3 years older. So
nice. Well, you're doing well. Couple then, really. More years.
It's.
How long did it go?
Then it's
white?
A nice base. So then you can go funky colors.
You could. You could get the most vivid like ninja fucking hairstyles going. You know, because everyone wants to look like that douchebag.
I want to go ninja, please. What? No way.
Back to brown sounds like Amy Winehouse's lesser known album.
Yeah.
Back to brown.
The bootlegged version. Yeah.
Sponsored by Lamette or whatever they're called. I don't know what I would lose. I appreciate a lot of my attributes in the physical field. I don't feel I think I'm in a really annoying spot where I'm just about self-aware and smart enough to see all of the things that are wrong in the world, but not really smart enough to like process them and come up with like something that makes sense to me.
Solutions,
like I need survival strategies, you know, for like managing that. And I feel like I'm capable of taking in a lot of information, but not necessarily capable of processing it in a healthy way.
Yeah,
which really annoys me. I think I needed to, you know, a little bit more education and the ability to fucking concentrate on education. Like, I fucking hate academia, which is a problem, but I do love learning. And so, like, it was like, oh, yeah. But I've caught myself in a bit of a mental health hole, although I know many of us feel like that. But it does. Like, I'm not saying that I'm in a hole right now, but I mean, it's something that challenges my mental health a lot is like, yeah, all those fucking things. But then I think everybody feels like that right now.
Maybe you have to get a point across, like, succinctly. Mm. I find that sometimes quite tricky.
Yeah.
So I think that's where the intelligence probably comes in.
Mm. To be able to eloquently put forward your point. I'm terrible at that.
Mm.
Like, I've
so
got
I feel like the, I can understand it.
Yeah, I've got the concept in my head, but forming that into cohesive words is difficult for me. But I'm smart as fuck. It just doesn't come out right.
Mm.
There we go. Well, our second,
there we go. Nice.
Wait, well, that's, I think we have an ad break coming up, right?
Yeah,
great place to stop.
Yeah. All right.
He's smart as fuck, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that doesn't sound right.
I don't eat my own shit. Right. We'll be back in a moment. Of course, if you're a Patreon supporter, you can get the ad-free version on patreon.com/hatfilms. But for everyone else, endure this ad. See you in a bit.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
And that's it. Again, amazing. You could be lucky. You may not have been served anything because of the region you're in or the country or whatever, but consider yourself lucky. May not be so lucky next time. Could be Viagra adverts. Wow. We don't know what you're going to get. It really does depend. So... sign up to Patreon. Is that enough of a warning and threat to everyone to sign up to Patreon?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's a good tactic. People worry.
I'd love Viagra ads sound funny. If anything, like, I'd take a funny, bizarre product ad over, like, another fucking Audible ad or something like that, you know? Like,
but what if it's promoted in a way of, like, making you worry instead of it being funny? Of, like...
Jesus, is this, like, high-pressure medical techniques used in American pharmaceuticals?
What's your pee flow like?
Hey, bro, do you not pee 3 pints a second? You're a 3-pint man?
Well, I mean, the patrons, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much once again if you are supporting us via Patreon. We don't have, like, a massive audience on Hatchet in comparison to other stuff. So if you do enjoy it, that's genuinely helpful, and it keeps this thing going. So that's very nice. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you for your niche but loyal support. Much appreciated. Do we want to move on to another Patreon, or do we want to do funny news?
Have a little quick dabble.
Let's. The news is not as funny as you'd hope.
struggle to find funny news right now.
But the second one's really good, I think. The second one's, what's the worst job you would never want to do? However, would you take this job if you get paid $100,000 a week? I think there are very few jobs I wouldn't do for $100,000 a week.
Of course, are
we assuming this job has, like, regular, like, workers' rights and stuff? You know, like, it's 40 hours a week or whatever. You have statutory sick pay and there's, like, holiday. We have to presume that, right? Otherwise, you're just, like, a slave for $100,000
a week. I imagine it's something that would test... Yeah. I feel like something that would test your physical health, maybe.
Like, or, like, risk,
maybe something
risk.
Like just testing out, like, jumbo dragon dildos or something. You're like, oh, God, this is actually going to really test... my ass. I could have genuine problems for the rest of my life after doing this job, so that's why it's paying so much. I don't know, but
that's
a funny job to pick.
You went for that one because I thought of a few and I was just like,
but medical testing,
I guess,
is quite, like, medical testing in general is probably pretty out there in terms of, like, something that could fuck you up. Like, you know, you never know, like, if you try some scalp cream or something and your hair just goes, and, like, that's is it worth that much? You don't
for
know
$100,000
it's
a
real
week
risk.
I would shave my head bald every day for $100,000 a week.
Shaving it bald or never getting your hair back, do you know what I mean? Or, like, you know, I'm just saying medical testing in general is a really risky thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Voluntary human trial
that.
Person, is that what you... I don't think people get paid that much doing that.
Well, no, I don't think they would. No.
And it's only $5.2 million a year, which is a huge amount of money, but it's not like...
It's a life-changing amount of money.
It's a life-changing amount of money, but it's not like in the grand scheme of, like, how rich some people are. You know where we're always like, fuck me, the things people do for, like, such little money sometimes. Yeah. And, like, but you... And then you're like, God, some people just get that. You know, like when you see people really struggling to get basic stuff or experience certain things or do different things, and then other people, that's just the norm for them. And you're like, the comparison of how much a person has to go through versus how much somebody else does. And it's just like mad, you know? So yeah, medical testing every day for the rest of your life for 5.2 million doesn't perhaps sound as tempting as just a regular job where you don't have to be medically tested every day.
I guess it depends, it completely depends on what it is, doesn't it? But if there's a genuine risk and hazard to your health entirely, or you know, you could get, you know, cancer or something, you'd be like, well, is it worth it? I mean, it's a lot of money. Some people probably would say yes. I mean, obviously, they might hate their jobs now. I don't know.
Let's say that the choosing this job is not going to shorten your life or, like, you know, whatever, damage you permanently in any way. But so give an example of, like, you know, I probably wouldn't work as a dog groomer, but for 100K a week, I would. But then that's quite tame. You know, okay, I wouldn't normally work as the guy that blasts fatbergs out of a sewer. You know, I wouldn't want to do that. You know, when they have to, like, disintegrate giant fatbergs in sewers and things like that. Just the most disgusting job. I wouldn't do that, but I would do it for 100K a week.
Okay. What about if you had to, like, I don't know, maybe medically remove, like, pustules from anuses?
I fucking hate that stuff as well. I'm not.
So you're there, you're having to, like, get really up close to the anus. You're, like, right there. And you've got to just
express the anal glands of dogs.
You've got to do, I think humans, that would really change your... You would get desensitized, but I feel like...
First few months would be rough as hell. But then you'd be like, standard procedure nowadays, 100K a week, thank you very much.
So you'd express the anal glands of dogs for 100K a week?
Yes, I would.
Anal glands, yeah.
I don't know what it actually looks like. I don't want to see it. It sounds disgusting.
Well, they're like kind of little sacks. They're like little sacks of the anus entry.
Do you want the stuff that comes out looks like?
Pus? Is it like kind of yellowy?
No, it's not.
I don't know if it's... What does it look like?
Do you remember Angel Delight?
It's all the kind of gelatin.
But you put too much milk in.
Right, okay.
Dude, that is fucking disgusting.
That's pretty putrid. And so do you have to do that manually yourself, or do you take her, somewhere?
Yeah, it smells rancid.
It's like been there for ages, isn't it? It gets stuck in these sacks.
Very pungent. It doesn't smell like shit. It smells beyond shit. it's something really, like, you instantly smell it when, like, there's a hint of leakage from her glands. You're like, get off me, and then I have to wash
you smell
clothes.
It first, sorry, or do you
smell it first yeah.
There is actually a funny new story that involves smelling dog poop as well, actually, which we can get into.
What
in a
about but, different tangent to get away from shit for a second before we dive right back in funny news. Would you be a celebrity Texan bull rider for 100k a week?
So there is a genuine risk to my health then.
At that point, yeah. But you're well known in the circuit, and you're that guy that comes out at the end that everyone just standing ovation, and you are like a really good but high risk because you always take the really wild bulls.
And is there animal cruelty involved in that? Because I feel like the bull, I mean, again,
loves it.
A lot of money.
You know, let's presume. In this fictional world, that this bull actually really fancies chucking a guy around on his back for a bit.
Yeah. There's no, yeah, let's just assume that there's no cruelty, even though the sport in general, you could argue, is cruelty to animals. But, okay, it's a bad example. I feel like I'm getting off track here.
No, it's fine. No. I think it's fine. I mean, fucking hell, it's a bull. It fucks people up. I mean, you're right. Like, they shouldn't kill them, all that shit. But, like, anyway, I think that would be a hard one for me to call. I think if I was good at it, I would give it a go.
Yeah, it's very tough to say because it's a skilled thing. It's like, you know. I don't know. I mean, that's, yeah. I think I'd end up flying off it and die on day one, to be honest. So is it worth it in that scenario? Sure. No, definitely not.
What about...
It's a lot of money.
What about caving?
Oh, shit. Well, like going down like where you're literally...
Squishy holes.
Completely claustrophobic.
You've got to go cave diving to like retrieve people out of muddy water.
Have you seen those videos of these people just sliding down a crack and they're just like... Getting their head like properly stuck through, and then through, and then they're just down this. Yeah. Oh my god! That horrifies me.
Upside down and died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh really?
Yeah.
God,
it's so insane. Like I agree. Like potholing, where you like are trying to deliberately find these crazy tiny routes through, like, you know, through caves where it's like you say, you're just completely
stuck,
or you have to go like down into a hole and then like rotate your body to then slide out of a shelf. I completely agree. That would be horrific.
You wouldn't take the money for that one.
I don't think so. No, I just don't think it'd be worth it. $5.5 million to live a life where you're constantly just terrified you're going to get stuck in a fucking dark hole under the ground for the rest of your life. Like, yeah, no, I don't think I'd do that either, personally.
I'm trying to think of things that... There was a job that somebody had where they had to go to the bottom of an oil rig, but like super, like probably to the depths, which are...
And where the drills are.
Yeah.
Shit.
Saturation.
They had to, like, you have to basically just clean out, like, to clean the rig itself.
Fuck.
Yeah. But that, like, is horrifying. And there's also, it's pitch black. Like, it's just, oh, for me, no. God, no.
Yeah.
That sounds horrifying.
I'll make do. Thanks. Without the 100K a week.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But, find another career path.
Oh god, there's an article here from the Northern Echo. Watch the horrifying moment a Saltburn potholer gets stuck in a cave. Just the still, I'll put it in a Discord. Just the still
Did
alone
they get
is
out?
Like, yeah,
okay, that feels better.
I'm trying to think of what are the worst jobs
just
ever. 25 worst jobs in the world.
God, logging, I imagine, and lumberjack is quite high risk, right? Something like that.
I don't know if it's risk, but there's
deep
something
fishermen.
About being outdoors and stuff, which there's actually an appealing nature to that, I suppose. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be a risk for falling trees in general. Mining would be pretty fucking shit. But then again, people get paid like nowhere near 100K a week for that kind of thing. And, you know, they get all sorts of illnesses over time. God, it's listed some here. Pet food taster. And portable toilet cleaner at a festival. Oh, imagine that. Just cleaning festival toilets.
Like the ones where they just like drain.
They're always
them.
So ruined. Always. Animal masturbator, which is a legitimate job.
That's it.
Where they obviously extract sperm from like horses.
Pigs. They're pretty
stuff.
Well paid as well.
Would you do that or would you rather do the anal?
I would rather. I think I would rather wank off an animal. If that was well paid. If you got 100K, I think people would be like, shit,
you got the same
where can I get that job? If you, I mean, you're not wanking it off for pleasure. You're wanking it off for a reason.
You need this, buddy.
For a legitimate reason. Yeah, we got to get this, buddy. As long as you're not doing it for a sexual gratification, that's definitely a different story.
How many like legitimate animal, like, you know, masturbation sessions. So you know, like I don't know if you've seen this clips, I think, of, I don't know whether it's like one, it's one of the celebrity chefs and like or they turn up, there's clips of like celebrities doing it where they're like teaching them how to wank off a pig to like take the sample. Have you not seen that?
I think I might have
Is it Rebecca Lewis? You know the
oh,
one
yes
that,
yeah, I did. Yeah, the one who had an affair with David Beckham.
Yes, yeah. She was in some like farm knowledge? Reality TV show where they got celebrities to work on a farm. And one of the ones they made her do was use this like sample bottle to get a thing from a pig.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how many of those would you take versus it's like...
How many samples
would you perform before you trade it in for just one physical sexual session with a pig?
Oh. I just wouldn't. I don't want to have a physical sexual session with a pig. I think that's, you're
so
asking
you do,
bestiality,
you do,
which
you
is in fact a crime.
So in this fictional world, much like the one with the bull, the pig's into
let's
it.
Pretend it's all not right? A bad thing.
The pig's given you a wink, Ross. He's seen you come in for your
he wants it. He's got human eyes.
100,000 sample collection. This one is one of the prizes. This is what I'm saying. How many would you trade in and go, you know what? You could do 10 years of winking this pig off.
Tell you what, I'll have strong arms by the end of it. 100,000
samples taken. Yeah,
samples.
And you,
that's
and you get like a little
insane
McDonald's style badge that like it's like a 5 stars.
100K, buddy, you did it.
Part of the 100K club.
No, I wouldn't ever. Perform a sex act on a pig. But there's also some stuff here like crime scene cleaners, which would be pretty morbid.
Yeah.
And they do say power that also... washer.
Power washer and a zip-up suit.
Yeah. Because obviously you'd see all sorts of horrible stuff, which could, you know, scar you for life. But there's also the job that I saw, there was a documentary on not too long ago about people who work for Facebook, where they have to, like, flag sensitive content.
Oh, Christ.
Some of the stuff they see, that would be... It's traumatizing. They don't get have any preparation for it. It's just kind of like, all right, you have to say whether it's bad or good. And then obviously they just see the worst shit you could possibly see in the world being sent to them constantly. And they have a quota of how quickly they can rifle through it. But it's just like, that would be pretty traumatizing, I think. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they get paid anywhere near 100K a week. So maybe it is worth it if it was that much. I don't know. Maybe you could spend that money on the therapy. But Christ. That's not going away.
Oh my god.
But it
god.
Is traumatizing stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, if using the news is bad.
Yeah. That kind of like paying for therapy for that.
Browsing.
God. The only thing I can compare that to is like a huge house fire and then a small fire hose just trying to put it out. That's the therapy you're trying to receive, and the house fire is the job. can never put it out. I don't think that would work. Mm-hmm.
Just the variety of horrors you'd have to witness. It's, not cool.
President's bodyguard? Us. What about that?
That's, the sorry? What?
President's bodyguard?
For 100K a week, yeah.
To be honest, I don't know if they probably get paid quite well, I imagine, anyway. But I don't imagine it would be one of the worst jobs. But, it depends on how many assassination attempts or whatever happen in that period of time. Or how much grief they have to go through.
Yeah, it really goes up. Know. Like, you're having to deal with an unusual rise in assassination attempts.
This president is particularly assassiny.
Yeah, he's really
asking for it.
He's riling people up, and everyone just wants to go. So, 100K a week?
I don't know. I don't really have the... if I had the training, maybe... I don't really have the mindset for it.
Well, they're not just going to chuck you in on the job.
No.
Like, you know, they're not going to go like, hey, Ross, you're a bodyguard now.
You're on the top pay. You're the top earner here. How? I've literally just been making gaming videos for most of my life.
How much would you have to be paid to stop being their bodyguard and be the assassin?
Oh.
100K a week?
I'll just swap.
I don't know, because obviously, if you get caught, you are fucked your entire life. You're going to prison, or you're going to get shot.
Yeah,
which is the more likely scenario in that instance. So it's a real risk.
Mm-hmm. You
know?
How much?
Some leaders, you know, how much? maybe if they offer, it depends on how much. So if you're on 100K a week, it was 5 million or something a year.
Yeah.
I guess double it, and then call it quits, and then I'm out. Wow. I'm out of there.
10 million, and then you get paid that for the rest of your life. Is that what you're hoping for?
What, to continue assassinating like presidents?
No, just to do the one assassination and then you get that.
If it was like a one-off and just that's it, one and done, I'm gone. I mean, 10 mil.
Oh, you just take the 10 mil and be out there.
Yeah.
10 mil. Oh, yeah. Ross would kill the president for 10 million. That's what we're basically summing
really?
Up.
Really?
I mean, there's been assassination requests for like Putin for like 1 million. So like, I'm sure some people are looking at that thinking, yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right. Up into 10, though, because I think that might
the offer stands. Anyone out there?
Ross will be there. Guys, I just got to nip out.
He said 10 million, so 10. I'll see you guys later. I'm taking a quick flight.
I've got to go dark for a few years.
The gaming's done. Yeah, I do it for free as well. Yeah, but there you go. That's a list of... I mean, there's probably weirder jobs, more obscure jobs. I mean, there's one here that's odor testing and, like... I mean, in fact, that brings me on to one of the funny news is actually if I bring it
what about
swiftly to that quickly.
Old person sex worker.
You're the old person
no,
having to
you're
have
servicing
sex with
old people.
It's probably not as uncommon as you think.
Old people homes specifically. You do the circuit around England. You're the sex worker. You get paid 100 grand a week.
That's really good money because I think that is already a thing. I don't think it's paid anywhere near as well as 100K a week.
Yeah, I think you'd have to be top of your game.
The top of your game.
You'd be top of the sex working game. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. I'm getting work all the time over the OAPs.
The OAPs love me. They really like the fact
make sure you wear a mask, you'll be fine.
They like that I pop a Werther's in my mouth before I go to see him.
Fuck's sake.
And then you transfer it to them.
I got one bloke that tells me I remind him of his grandson.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But yeah, there's one story here that is actually very similar to this scenario here. It says a company is offering more than $6,000 to smell dog poop for 2 months.
Wow.
There's a plant-based pet food company in Britain that is looking for a dog poop sniffer that will pay a dog owner more than $6,000 to switch their canine's diet for 2 months. Part of the gig is that you have to keep track of how your pet's poop smells. Omni, a company that specializes in plant-based dog food, is seeking a dedicated dog owner to sniff their dog's poop to test the effect a plant-based diet has on their dog's digestion, stool odor, and general health. Mm. The winning applicant will be paid $6,685 to use Omni's dog food for 2 months.
I mean, that's probably end up smelling your dog shit anyway a lot of the time,
honestly,
right?
When you pick it up, you just get a whiff of it anyways. If I would 100% do that for $6,000. Mm. Because any dog owner would, I'm sure, because you pick up your dog's shit all the time. If you just be like, I just got to maybe take a picture of it, sniff it. Yeah, sure. I mean,
how does it smell like?
It smells like dog shit, actually. So, I mean, for $6,000, where can I apply for that? Because
it's like a grant.
You pick it up anyway. Yeah.
I quite like the smell.
My God.
Wow.
If anyone can get on that list, let's all, you know, apply for that because we're picking up dog shit all the time.
Yeah.
Yes. My dog shat in front of a school of children earlier.
I did give you truffles.
Truffles at Christmas.
They didn't smell. Plant-based, was it?
Smith had to go and get more.
Murphy took a big shit in front of a bunch of school kids who were walking past, like young, like, I don't know, year one.
Love
or whatever. Yeah. And they just found it hilarious. They were loving it. And just, oh my God, a dog pooping. And yeah, so.
Was Murphy
then
like,
I picked it up and sniffed it. What does it smell like, kids? Oh, take it. Take some of these nuggets.
For this.
And then, like, yeah, I'm in the money. Smells like, dog shit again.
I hope you threw it at their seesaw.
It wasn't near a park. But no. I would throw it in their faces if I was paid to.
Put it in a potato cannon.
Yeah. Well, a working one.
A working one, yeah. If you can find such a thing. I maintain they're a myth.
Yeah. Science is out on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless there's any other funny news you would like to recite. I know there's not very much this week.
No, I think that's a good end to it. There's not much. There's obviously horrible shit going on in the world. I hope everyone's being safe as they can be. So we're trying to keep it light with the dog poop.
Trying our best.
Yeah.
And
very much
have,
so. It's been, yeah.
If you want to help us out and you have any light, funny news stories, then please send them to our email, hatchat@hat-films.com. You can also send your fingles there, like Bog Boy did, and that would be very much appreciated as well, as much as our Patreon supporters who get credited at the end of the YouTube video. Wow, what an accolade. And also you get to choose the hypotheticals of the week. And just generally know that you're supporting Hatchet and keeping this this thing going every week. So it's much appreciated. Thank you for supporting us. And we'll be back next week with more Hatchet shenanigans. Actually, no. It's our tour next week.
Mm.
Oh, God. We have to have a gap.
We might have to have a gap.
We're going to have a gap. Yeah, because we're very busy next week.
Mm. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks, I guess. And have a great fortnight. Not the game, the time. And we'll see you next in the next couple of weeks. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Ta-ra.